WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
I'm Shahab Zaghari with SkyWire Inc.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And I just want to thank you all for tuning in, listening in, and of course, liking our Facebook page. That's over at facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done it already, then please do so. I see that because we're having such fantastic guests, we're actually getting loads of fans, so it's very exciting, so check it out over there. And speaking of fantastic guests and very exciting topics, our guest today is Asif Khan. He's the co-founder and president of the LBMA, that's the Location-Based Marketing Association, the LBMA.com. Welcome, Asif.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's great to have you here, particularly because location is, you know, so important. It's always in the top trends in marketing. You know, location is moving from strength to strength. It's really important in people's strategies. But before we get to all of that, why don't we just start off high-level view. Tell me about the LBMA.
Yeah, so we are the International Trade Association that represents both the marketer and the technology vendor community around, you know, the entire location based ecosystem. And so we're approximately about 5 years in existence, about 700 member companies globally, with physical operations in Canada, the U.S., many countries in Europe, Singapore, and Australia.
That's great. And it looks like you guys do all sorts of podcasts and you have resources for companies. What's your main goal as an organization?
Yeah, so we're kind of focused on, as many industry associations, on research and education. And, you know, education for us really means, you know, demonstrating to the marketer the power of location-based data, what can be done with it, how it can be leveraged, and sharing with them best practices, you know, around that, and also keeping them abreast of emerging technologies and trends, you know, that we see from a global perspective on how, you know, how various organizations are using this. So it's really, you know, for us about education and driving ultimately more ad dollars and more marketing dollars into the location-based ecosystem by, you know, powering people with knowledge in the space.
That's great.
So I wanted to get to something, Asif, you know, location. For people tuning in, you know, we all know it's really important to understand location and the link to marketing. But, you know, for a lot of people, they're probably thinking about that really old, overdone example that we can't hear anymore about. And none of us can, because first of all, it's really intrusive, but we won't even go there. But, you know, you're walking outside McDonald's, you're walking outside Starbucks, you get a coupon on your phone because they happen to know your location. Now, it's really gotten a lot further than that. So what is the understanding of location? What are some scenarios? I mean, what does it really mean, and why do marketers need to care?
Yeah, so, I mean, we start at the LBMA, we start with this premise in terms of how we define what location-based marketing is. And for us, that definition is simply the intersection of people, places, and media. And so we're very clear when we talk about location and what it can do for a marketer, that we don't simply equate it to mobile marketing. So in other words, it's you know, mobile for us is the tool that helps us understand, you know, where the customer, the prospect, the user, subscriber, however you want to define them, is. And we need mobile to determine that in most instances today. But the real question that we think marketers should be asking is, once we know the location, well, what media happens to be in front of the customer in that particular place? And that could be a billboard or radio or television or anything. And so really for us, when we talk about location-based marketing, it truly is about the individual, the place that they're at, and the media that happens to be near them.
So it's more of a you're seeing it much more of a multi-screen, maybe multi-level, multi-even a dimension play here, because what you're saying is that location is what's bringing all of these media, all of these devices together. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Absolutely. So one of the concepts that we're kind of pushing out there or trying to get people to think about is this idea of what I refer to as location being the new cookie. Mm-hmm. And so in the online world, the e-commerce world, we're familiar with you know, web cookies and tracking people coming to sites and where they came from and when they come back and all of that. But we think location is this thing that crosses all media and is the cookie that marketers should be thinking about. So if you were to look at it in the average day in the life of a consumer, you know, we wake up in the morning and before we even get out of bed, we grab the phone or the tablet beside us, and yet we're in a location, we're in our home, we're on a media type, a device, you know, some sort of mobile device, and we're engaged with online media. And then, you know, we get ready for work, we hop in the car or on transit, and we've changed location. Now we're moving. The device that's communicating to us has likely changed. It's probably the nav screen in the car, or it might be radio. You know, so the media type has changed, and so has the location. Then you get to the office, and you know, you change yet again. You're in a different location. You're probably on a laptop or desktop at this point as your primary you know, device that's in front of you. You know, in the middle of the afternoon, you take a break, you walk to the Starbucks, and now you have digital menu boards and screen media talking to you, and your mobile device in your pocket. And then you get home and you kick back, and it might be television that you're interacting with. And so throughout the day, you know, we're changing device, we're changing location, and we're changing the type of media that we're interacting with. And we think that there's this opportunity for people, for marketers to look at and to track, you know, that sort of movement across these various items. And it's location that can tie that together.
Interesting. Yeah, I like how you talk about the different devices changing and, you know, cars as a mobile device, essentially. Is there anything interesting around that in the location field?
Absolutely. So, you know, that's one area that we do a lot of work in. We work with a lot of car manufacturers and various vendors providing technology. So one example, you know, is there's a company called Placecast out of San Francisco that has that powers a lot of geo-targeted SMS for the carriers. But they recently announced a partnership with a company called AHA Radio. And so now effectively what they're doing is delivering location-based deal content, Groupon-like content, if you will, directly into the car, you know, the car nav system, if you will, if you're subscribed to AHA Radio. And so you know, that kind of thing is readily available. There are others who are doing it in the U.S. Also, you're seeing, you know, big sort of acceptance by the manufacturers as well of recognizing the car as a device. So in the U.S., if you go to the Audi dealership today and you want to buy a new Audi, well, one of the options you have on that car is do you want a Wi-Fi plan? Do you want that car to be connected all the time? And we're going to see that with every car going forward, you know, where, you know, the car, just like your smartphone, is the device in itself. And the screen is, you know, either the nav screen or augmented reality in the dashboard or something of that nature.
And you know how a lot of cities or and states are outlawing driving while, you know, on your phone? Do you think there will be something like that to kind of curb these kind of technologies?
Good question.
You know, it's an interesting question, and I think that, you know, there's, you know, legitimate concern over that, but I think for the most part, you know, these technologies are being positioned as, you know, an alternative to, you know, what's happening with the phone right now, because the phone is seen as a bigger distraction in many respects than, you know, say radio in your car, because, you know, you physically have to, you know, take your eyes off the road in many cases to grab the phone and look at it and text and do these things. Whereas a lot of this other stuff, whether it's radio or stuff just coming into the nav screen or into your actual windshield and things like that, you know, it's sort of heads up display, if you will. It's in front of you. It's not requiring any physical interaction. A lot of it is controlled by Siri like voice technology. So I think, you know, people should be concerned about any new technology coming into the car, but in the same respect, I think it's less of an issue than, you know, something like a phone.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of innovation going on out there, and we're going to talk about that. But right now we're coming up on a break, so stay tuned. Our guest is Asif Khan from the Location-Based Marketing Association. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short-branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike, for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANG digital.com.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Affiliate Buzz, on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. My name is Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
I'm Shahab Zaghari from SkyWireInc.com.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky from Mobile Marketing Profits.
So right before the break, we were talking with you, Asif, about innovation in that intersection between location and marketing. And I didn't want to stop you because it was getting really interesting. You were getting into augmented reality and other things. So maybe you can just continue with some of these examples, because, again, as we discussed, it's really a great departure from, you know, that overdone Starbucks example. And there's a lot more opportunity in what you're discussing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when we look at this, you know, holistic view of, you know, all media, both even non-digital media, you know, traditional print billboards, you know, there are huge opportunities in terms of how we use location to bring these things together. So I'll give you an example of a completely different project, that we were involved in here in the U.S., and that is Pandora Radio, that, you know, many people are familiar with, you know, streaming radio service. last year went out and acquired a traditional terrestrial radio station, mostly to get around U.S. laws that were prohibitive and restrictive in them having to pay fines in a certain way that they were delivering music and things like that, that traditional radio stations don't have to. But what they so they went and bought a radio station to get around this. But one of the byproducts of that acquisition is they realized that all the data that they have on who listens to radio, where they're physically located, Pandora Radio that is, what they listen to, etc., is extremely valuable. And so not only are they now delivering great content through the traditional Pandora platform, and have advertising revenue associated with that, but what they were able to do is take this data that they have, this location based data, in terms of the radio station that they bought is based in I think Kansas City, and so they were able to take data of who they have as customers in Kansas City and what they listen to, and then apply their listening pattern data to what the actual playlists were on the terrestrial radio station side. So actually changing how we deliver traditional radio and what we play on traditional radio based on
what
data
streaming.
That's coming from location-based digital platforms.
Wow.
I mean, this is really exciting. I didn't know before now, where we're going with location. What are the challenges here? I mean, these are some great examples, but do we generally have everything in place, all the technologies there, and it's just a matter of us being really creative? Or are these just outstanding examples of what marketers can do when they're really, really smart?
I think it's the former. I think that the technology is readily available. It's not always easily accessible. It's not always, cost effective necessarily to do some of these things. I mean, not everybody can go buy a radio station, and do those kinds of things. But, I think the technology is there. What we need is, in our job, part of our job at the LBMA is to make, and help marketers understand, what they can do by sharing these examples and helping them, find the right partners to execute on that. And that's, partly what we do at the LBMA. And so, I think it's the technology is actually, there now. And there's so many great examples beyond sort of, your McDonald's example in terms of how we bring these things together. Yesterday, for example, Toshiba announced a new system called Smartphone Link Signage. And so basically what we're talking about is the evolution of digital billboards, where you have an app and you walk up to a screen and the screen is all of a sudden broken into tiles, if you will. Let's say there's 20 tiles. What was one giant screen is now broken into 20 quadrants. And so you, through your smartphone and through contextual data based on your location and who you are and what you're interested in, you can take control of one tile and have your own personalized ad basically served to you that's completely contextual. And the guy next to you can have a completely different one. So there's all that kind of stuff, and the technology is around us. It's just how can we make the best use of it as marketers?
And that, while it might sound cool that, you're getting one ad and someone else is getting another, that's actually something that will, prove time and time again that since it actually means something to you and it's handcrafted for you, that it actually might lead to that sale more so than just having a random banner ad.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think the other thing that we're really excited about is, sort of the evolution of, how we measure and track the effectiveness of location-based advertising. Things like traditional CPM models don't work so well. Simple impressions and click-throughs aren't necessarily the best way to track the effectiveness of a location-based ad, a mobile ad in particular. And so we've started to see this kind of new world of metrics emerge. Companies like PlaceIQ, for example, have developed a new system that they refer to as a PVR, or place visit rate. And so what they're able to do is look at things like a mobile ad. So take a step back. What they've done is they've taken, the whole of, let's say, the U.S. and broken the entire country into a grid made up of, 3 square meter, pieces. And so what they can look at is they can see that, a mobile ad was delivered to this device ID in this particular, square. And it came from this hash ID from this particular mobile ad network. And then let's say it was an ad for Best Buy. Well, they're able to then look at it and say, well, that device, you know, saw the ad in this quadrant, and did the device then show up in quadrant, you know, X32 over here where there's an actual Best Buy store? So they can look at it and they can go, they saw the ad, but did the ad actually result in traffic to the store? And they can measure that. And so there are a lot of these kinds of things that we're starting to see emerge in terms of a new wave of location-based analytics.
So let me bring up a sort of a devil's advocate kind of question. How does this, any of this relate in terms of privacy, or even just maybe not necessarily legal parts, but the creepiness factor? You know, if I'm standing in front of a sign with a stranger, you know, I don't know what ad's going to show up, and is it going to be something that I'm going to want this person to know that that's the kind of ad I get served? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a little bit of, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, my blanket statement on the privacy, you know, creepy issue is really, it comes down to value proposition. And I think if you can put the right value proposition that's individually, personally relevant, to that one person, then I think that, you know, they're willing to overlook in many respects, you know, that request for sharing their location data and that kind of thing. So in other words, you know, value plus relevance equals here's my information. And we can illustrate that. We actually, you know, we can see that happening time and time again. When Foursquare launched, you know, 4.5 years ago, after year one, we looked at the data of who was using it. What we saw was about 83% of the user base was male. And so less than 20% female. And when that data went out to the media looked at it and said, well, women are more concerned about their privacy and fear of being stalked and this, that, and the other thing. If you look at the same data today, it's in some studies, more women are using it than men. So the question is, what's changed? What's changed is the campaigns in the first year, the brands who were using Foursquare were really things that were only relevant and important to men. And now, you know, we have a lot more, you know, a lot more equity. So in other words, you know, Jimmy Choo goes and partners with Foursquare and says, check in here for a chance to win free shoes. Women don't care about the privacy. They just want the shoes.
That's true. I'll vote for the shoes. That's always gonna clinch the deal. Well, this is great, and we're coming up on our break. So, you know, when we get back, hopefully we're going to have enough time to dig into some more of these examples, maybe in a couple do's and don'ts, which would be great to hear also, and how to handle location-based marketing and the exciting opportunities ahead. So our guest today, of course, Asif Khan, Location-Based Marketing Association. And we'll be right back after the break with more, so stay tuned.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with MobileGroove.com.
I'm Shahab Zaghari with SkyWireInc.com.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
So, Asif, right before the break, we picked onto that topic a lot that sounded a little bit like Minority Report that Kim brought up. You know, there are some concerns out there, but then again, there's convenience. So, what are some of the best practices, I guess, that you're telling your members about privacy and just overall, you know, being a good citizen when it comes to delivering location-based marketing?
So, I mean, I think the first thing is just to think about that idea that I'm sharing of intersection of people, places, and media. And I think that, you know, it's important that, you know, we use, you know, tools that are readily available to us. And so I think it's important for marketers to think about not just what can we push out, you know, and to engage customers, but listening is really important too. And I think there's this interesting relationship between social media that we're already investing in, platforms like Facebook and Twitter, that have location elements to them, and using these platforms to listen better to the conversation that's happening at an individual location. So if you're like a franchise chain, you know, you can readily available today, you know, look at data that says, here's what's happening at this particular McDonald's versus the one that's, you know, 3.2 miles away. And so I think we need to use the tools to listen better before we start to build campaigns around that. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing that I would get people to think about is about personalizing the experience. Too often what we see for those who are doing offers and coupons and location-based you know, engagement from that perspective, they treat everybody the same. In other words, you know, somebody's walking by the store or they're in the store or what have you, and, you know, because we know your location, you know, here's the, you know, the $5 coupon today. Well, I think what you should do is be looking at, you know, who are these people? You know, one person might be, you know, a regular customer that's there three times a week. The other person maybe had never been there at all before. And I think you shouldn't treat everybody the same. You should treat your loyal customers, you know, in a much more rewarding way in many cases than you should, you know, just, you know, the one-time customer. So I think that's really important. I think, you know, the idea of getting, you know, creative around how we use location. I don't think location in terms of engagement is just about, you know, retail and offers and deals and selling stuff. We've seen and we've been involved with lots of projects where it's really about delivering experiences tied to that location. So it might be, you know, things like delivering art or music that's only available in a particular location. More about content really than about, you know, commerce. And so I think, you know, there are lots of opportunities to think in that way. And lastly, I would say, you know, maybe the easiest way to start for marketers is to look at and say, well, what is my existing media plan? You know, how am I allocating dollars today across, you know, digital and television and billboard and et cetera? And just look at, based on what I said, you know, how can we just take mobile and the location elements of mobile and apply them to our existing media plan to make it more measurable or more effective?
Great. The one thing that I want to ask you is on the Location-Based Marketing Association website, which is www.thelbma.com, it lists a series of events, and there's one on February 11th, Las Vegas Digital Signage Expo. Will you be in Las Vegas?
I will, yes. I'm speaking at that event. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then hopefully we can hook up when you're here and talk some more. That's great.
Awesome.
Well, on that topic, maybe is there anything coming up there in the events or what you're doing at the LBMA? So maybe our listeners listening in, they're very enthusiastic and they want to get involved. How do they do that?
I think a couple of things. I think first of all, if you want to stay, current on the space of location-based marketing, one of our biggest assets is we do a weekly video podcast show available through our site and various other outlets around the world. And it's literally an hour-long show with the latest news and commentary and analysis by myself and my co-host Rob Woodbridge around what's going on. We talk about funding in the industry. We talk about all sorts of things around location-based marketing. So I would suggest people subscribe to that. You can get that in iTunes and a number of places. And then event-wise, we have a lot going on. We have chapters in many, many cities around the world that have regular events. But one event in particular that we're excited about is at South by Southwest this year. We're hosting a retail event. So if you're in the retail industry in particular and you want to see how this stuff works, I suggest you come out to that. That's Sunday, March the 9th.
Okay, well, you're definitely out and about, Asif, and people can catch up with you in person. How about getting in touch with you if they want to, follow your blog or get in touch with your company?
Yeah, you can email me at Asif, which is ASIF, at thelbma, thelbma.com, or follow me on Twitter at Asif Arkhan, ASIFRKHAN.
Okay, well, it's been great to have you, Asif, and I'm sure people will get in touch with you soon, and it's a great way to get to wrapping up here at Mobile Presence. You should check out our Facebook page if you haven't already at facebook.com/mobilepresence. And remember that we too, not just Asif, our show is available on iTunes as well, Stitcher, Zune. You can also download our mobile app in the iTunes store or on Google Play. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining Asif on Mobile Presence, presented to you by skywareinc.com. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with mobilegroove.com. And how can we get a hold of you, Kim and Shahab?
You can get a hold of me Twitter at Shahab Zaghari or at Skywire Inc.
And you can find me at my mobile business card, Kim Dushinsky, KimDushinski.com.
Okay. And, of course, you can get me at Twitter at Peggy Ann or at Mobile Groove. And remember, every minute is mobile, borrowing a phrase from our friends over at the MMA as well, so make every minute count. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.